You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we are welcoming
Canadian artist from West Brome in the townships today, Sarah Biggs. So welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
And Sarah, you have one album out, Ruled by Emotion, and you're going to be releasing a second album very soon.
Okay.
You're also going to be one of the artists at this year's Townshipers Day on September 23rd. So first of all, Sarah, would you like to tell our audience how did you become interested in music?
Oh my goodness, it's been a part of my life since as long as I can remember. My mom sang, my grandfather sang. It's inherent in who I am.
Oh, okay, so you came from a musical family then?
Yes, very much.
Oh, that's great.
I remember growing up as a kid, we would go to what they would call, you know, I guess same today, a kitchen dance or a kitchen jam.
Mm-hmm.
And people would bring fiddles and banjos and sing and play guitar, and so already was a part of my culture.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. And you grew up in the townships. What part of the townships did you grow up in, Sarah?
I grew up in Dunham.
In Dunham, okay. And then you did a fine arts degree at Champlain College, and then you moved out to BC for a while.
That's right.
And then you came back to the townships.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, Ruled by Emotion, that's most of the songs, they're all written by you. They're based on your life experiences.
Yes.
And you have a new CD, you said, coming out the end of November in Quebec?
That's right. It'll be ready fairly soon, but I'll be doing an actual release date November 30th.
Okay.
And there will be a show coming up in Sutton at the Alec and Gerard Peltier Room on that night, November 30th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the official launch. That's
yes.
Great. That's
yes.
Fantastic. Are you releasing the CD in the States, too, or?
Not yet.
Just
we haven't gotten quite that far yet.
Okay, in Quebec. Yes. So tell us about the CD. When did you start the making of the second CD?
Well, there were a few songs that almost made it onto the first, so
mm-hmm.
I've been writing this since the first one was done.
Okay.
And continuing since then. It's called Rising Sign.
Rising Sign?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just based on observation, life experience, the same songwriting process that I'm sure many people who write are familiar with, and it's just a compilation of all new material, and
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to get it out there. The main difference between the last one and the new one is that on the new one, there are other musicians joining me.
Okay.
So it has very much a band feel. It's not just acoustic guitar and voice. There's violin, drums, bass, electric guitar. So it's a much more complex, richer sound.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. So Rising Sign. And how many tracks are on the CD?
10.
10. Okay, great. Let's see. You have some other musicians on the CD, too. Any local people? Or?
Unfortunately, no.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded the CD in the same studio that I did the first one in Bowmanville in Ontario.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So all the musicians are from that area.
Okay.
But for the actual release show here, I have some friends, Ralph Steiner and Laura Teasdale,
mm-hmm.
and the band The Flyers will be coming and joining me on that and helping me make it a fuller, richer, better show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that on Townshipers Day, or?
No, that one will be on November 30th.
Okay.
We're working towards that one right now.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the songs here from your life experiences. Is it about the same mood as Ruled by Emotion, or?
I think there's a little bit more joy in this one.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more upbeat, again, because
mm-hmm.
of the other musicians joining in. There's a beautiful song that I love called Standing in the Stars, a song I wrote about my son.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I'm really excited about, it's called Reality TV Rag, and it's just a comment on the way popularity and entertainment goes now and how many people grab their little 15 minutes of fame on all the millions of reality shows out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a wide range of themes, I think.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, try to keep it interesting.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Music and writing takes a big part of your life, so you're interested in that all the time. How do you come about writing a song? Is it an inspiration that you have and you just start writing? Or?
Well, I think I'm learning that it needs to be more disciplined than just waiting for the idea to come.
Mm-hmm.
I have a folder of about 20 odd sheets of scribbles and tidbits of lines and words, and then I deliberately sit down for an hour every couple of evenings and actually work on something and make an effort to pull something together. Yeah, I've discovered that it requires a real deliberate effort now to make them happen.
Any particular Canadian musicians that inspire you?
Oh, most definitely. I'm a huge fan of Sarah Harmer, the Waylon Jennings. I really enjoy. Ron Sexsmith is another person I admire, whose songwriting I just adore. Rufus Wainwright. Now, I can't remember if he's Canadian or American, but again, a fan of his.
We have so much talent here. I'm familiar with, but I can't remember if he's Canadian or American either.
Yeah, I could know that.
How would you describe your music? Is it folk, or do you think it's a crossover?
Well, I've discovered that I think I'm sliding into country, which is funny because I would have shuddered at the thought of it 10 years ago. But folk, there's a little bit of Appalachian bluegrass sound in some of them. And some songs have a bit of a country feel to them, I guess. I don't really pull off the rock sound too well, so I guess that would be the other direction to go.
Okay. Did you take voice lessons at any time, or?
No, but I probably should. I'm now thinking that some guitar lessons and voice lessons, it could only be beneficial. So I would like to always keep improving and just getting new skills and not letting it just be the same all the time.
Okay, so you want to your music to change in different directions, I guess.
Okay, definitely. Well,
you have such a rich voice as it is. I read on one of your biographies there that you moved to B.C., and in my heart I feel I never left the townships. It has been a long road, but it's finally brought me back, and it's my heart's home. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, this is heaven on earth here. I love the Eastern Townships so much, and every person who visits has always had the same sentiment. I'm home for sure.
Okay, that's great. So one of the songs on the CD was inspired by your son. Any of the other songs inspired by any of your family or particular friends or experiences? Or?
Well, there's always a few love songs on there for my husband. And, not that I can think of. I think some just drawing on general memories of the past or... the last album that I wrote, there were some very specific songs for some of my girlfriends, and there will be some in the future, but not that I can think of in particular on this album, no.
So you're a very earthy person. When you were in B.C., you were into massage therapy and aromatherapy, I would imagine that this influences your music, too.
I think so. I think just being more sensitive to what I see, I guess. I think any life experience can add that influence to music.
Sure, that's for sure. Do you have a website yet, Sarah?
No, but it's in the works.
It's in the works.
Yes.
Great.
It's
that's
a work
great.
In progress right now.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to have it done at least by Christmas.
Good, good. Are we going to get to hear any of a new song at Townshipers Day? Are you saving?
Absolutely. Most of them will be new.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah,
and you said you have a favorite one on there, Standing in the Stars?
Yes.
For your son? Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. I wish I could have sent you these up ahead of time for this interview and you could have had them, but it just was finished this week, so it's just getting tied up right now.
Okay, that's great. If you have one, or you played live at the Brome Fair?
Yes, I did. That was really fun.
Yeah, good. A big crowd there, I guess. And
surprisingly, the whole fair was packed.
Yeah.
It was a really huge event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it always is. I love Brome Fair. I've gone since I was 2 years old. So
that's
playing
fun.
There and bringing my own kids to Brome Fair, it's a really neat next generation experience.
That's great. That's
great.
Any other places that you've played this summer?
Mostly locally. There's a great little bistro in Frillisburg called Soties that serves really good vegan food, and another cafe in Knowlton called the Cafe Inn, and they have great food and play there as well. And, always having fun at the open mics and at the Knowlton Pub on Thursdays. And So far, I'm just building back up into this. Most of my efforts have gone into finishing the CD and, and getting that done. So the gigs have been a bit minimal this summer, but they'll be coming up again in the fall more so.
That's great. That's great. And what's on the cover of the new CD?
It's a picture of myself with the sun shining, holding on to my guitar. It's hard to describe, but I've had a lot of people comment that it's quite striking, really draws people's attention.
That's great. That's great. Anything else you'd like to add, Sarah?
Oh, I think just to, again, come back on letting people know about the actual release date. That, again, November 30th at the Alec and Gerard Peltier Building in Sutton at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Tickets will be $12.
Okay.
And the contact info, I will arrange to have that to you for Saturday as well.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. On Saturday, then?
Oh, I look forward to it. I'm excited to hear the other people play, too. Recognize one of the names there, Coley.
Oh, yeah, J.F. Coley, yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is good, yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the entertainment tent's going to be really good this year.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good place, too. I look forward to going back to my old haunts.
That's true, yeah, because, you studied here.
That's great.
Okay, Sarah, well, thanks a lot, and
I
look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Oh, much appreciated. I look forward to it as well.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.